Webster's Dictionary will say that success is the attainment of wealth, honors, position, or the like. In our society, success is usually associated with those who fit America's conventional mold of the successful individual, educated, respected, and financially comfortable. Though there are exceptions to this template, the common American citizen's definition of success depends to some degree on money. I interviewed a handful of Oakland citizens about their perception of the price tag on success.
My name's Claire, I'm originally from Atlanta.
I'm Mallory, I'm from Virginia.
I'm NK and I live here in Oakland.
Johnny Whitaker.
My friends call me Pirate.
My name is Derek Williams, I'm 22 years old and I'm Richmond, California resident.
So what comes to your mind when I say success?
Being able to purchase the things that you want and living comfortably. Because being broke sucks.
Setting goals, achieving those goals, and setting even higher ones and achieving those. So just, you know, going above and beyond.
The conventional definitions quite often involve money and cars and bling and a nice house. My personal definitions of success involve being able to pay my bills, go out to a movie with my wife every once in a while, some decent beer.
Who do you view as a figure that reflects and represents success?
I view myself as successful.
For myself personally, older black men who have houses and cars because they've made it to a point where they've not been incarcerated or in trouble and they're still living.
I noticed these people's definitions of success didn't involve money. But is this because we fear being labeled materialistic or shallow? I think we often avoid depending on money and overlook the true role of it in our lives. But whether we know it or not, our values usually depend on financial stability.
How much you can give out and bless other people is what I call wealth. So, and still be comfortable in your own skin, you know, have what makes you comfortable, not amassing stuff.
You know, money shouldn't matter as long as you're paying your bills and, you know, like, we're not going to take it with us when we die, so, you know, just have a good life and, you know, take care of yourself and your friends and family and be happy.
To be able to kind of have a basic, like, good life here, you have to have money. So it's like, I value money because that gives me the ability to be able to craft the life that I want. And it matters because I want to take care of myself so that I can serve my community. So I can't, you know, necessarily just be like, oh, I don't care, you know, about having wealth.
Take a car, for instance. If you put shitty gas in a car, it's going to run shitty. But if you put premium in that car, it's going to haul ass and its longevity and lifespan is going to be pretty long.
Do you think that the reason success in America is often defined monetarily, do you think it's because people are inherently greedy, or do you think it's more because of like environmental factors like the media and pop culture and stuff like that?
I definitely think America is just a capitalist society, so like our foundation is kind of built off monetary possession. So I think it's always about supply and demand, and money just happens to be one of those things that's always in supply and always in demand.
I think all of it, because you get more, and it's been shown, you know, you get a little more money, you do have more problems, and you think you need more money. So really, and the greed comes into it, but also society tells you, okay, well, you need this, you know. I mean, our society is so commercialized where they're always this stuff that they come out that's new or reinvented that you need, and it's always like, you need this, you need this.
It's like you feel like you have to, the world moves on past you, and it's like you feel like you have to have this thing to be able to operate, and so you feel trapped. Like, you know, so it's like a cycle that is created from the top where it's like certain people are greedy, and so they create a system where the rest of us kind of have to have the same, you know, behavior or the same lifestyle to be able to, you know, survive, or at least what we perceive as survival in the society that we are.
It is no secret that success can take on many forms. After roaming the streets of Oakland and hearing the diverse voices of its people, I concluded that the price tag on success runs deeper than it seems to. Reporting from Youth Radio, this is Megan.